In recent years, some of the enduring icons of horror films, vampires and werewolves, for example, have become less symbols of fear than they've evolved into substitutes for attitudes such as teen angst and, amazingly, celibacy. So in this twilightization era, it falls to directors of horror films to innovate, to reinvent their favorite genre. In his search for such reinvention, the British filmmaker Ben Wheatley has reached far back into the past, influenced by such shock films as the 1975 Peter Fonda Warren Oates flick Race with the Devil, and colored, as every other post-90s filmmaker has been, by the overall style, if not themes, crafted by Quentin Tarantino. Wheatley has come up with a strange little film called Kill List that plays like Pulp Fiction meets The Wicker Man. Fully the first half of Kill List resembles the John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson sequences of Tarantino's masterpiece. We meet Jay and Gal, two buddies, presumably former soldiers, whose domestic get-togethers give little hint of who these guys really are. Well, there is babyface Jay's tendency to break dishes and engage in shouting matches with his Ukrainian ice blonde of a wife, but it isn't until he breaks out the automatic weapons and then puts a bullet through the head of a priest that we understand, with a knowing nod, how Jay can afford his seemingly staid life. Even then, though, weird things crop up. Our two protagonists keep murmuring something about the things that went wrong in Kiev. Their employers are, to a one, a particularly creepy bunch. And the priest? Well, he seems to recognize Jay and even manages to blurt out a weak thank you before having his brain cleaved. Jay, whom we see in various scenes as a loving father, shows another side completely when he gets upset after encountering a ring of pedophiles. We see him devolve into something indescribable as he slices and pounds his way to a vengeance, complete with a crucifixion, that leads to Gal's horrified look, mirroring our own. And all that comes before the hitmen disrupt a kind of satanic ritual, being held deep in the woods, and get pursued by a brigade of mask-wearing acolytes whose raw, flaccid nakedness is every bit as disturbing as the blood-curdling screams they emit. Only then, when Kill List lumbers to its grand guignol climax, do we get some sense of writer-director Wheatley's circular plotting. That the structure of that plotting seems a bit forced is less surprising, certainly, than Wheatley intended, and ultimately fails to provide a satisfying explanation to all that's gone on, doesn't for a moment obscure the various images of bloody violence and horror that may accompany you out of the theater, into the street, and then back home, perhaps to reemerge in your dreams, or more likely, your twilighted nightmares. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.